It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in Your Health, a look at treatment of heart attacks and why you'd better not have one on a weekend. We're telling you this on Thursday just in case there's anything you need to get out of the way. NPR's Richard Knox reports that many hospitals are not set up to provide state-of-the-art treatment for heart attacks on a 24/7 basis.
Massachusetts General Hospital has one of Boston's busiest emergency rooms. All the chairs are filled with miserable-looking patients waiting to be seen. Cardiologist Jim Januzzi says there's no wait for a patient with chest pain. Doctors and nurses leap into action to see if that patient is having a heart attack.
The moment the patient hits the door, the clock runs. So the faster a heart attack is recognized, the shorter the door-to-balloon time will be.
Door-to-balloon time, that's the biggest buzzword in heart care today. It starts when a heart attack patient enters the emergency room door and ends when a tiny balloon threaded into a blocked coronary artery is inflated. That restores blood flow and aborts the heart attack. If the emergency room crew diagnoses a heart attack, the patient is sent up to the ninth floor cardiac catheterization lab for the balloon procedure known as angioplasty any time of the day or night.
There's no discussion, there's no debate. There's no negotiating. The phone call gets made and the cath lab is opened. And so if it's a weekend night, it gets open.
That's not the case everywhere.
The reality is that there are many institutions nationally that do angioplasty 5 days a week during the working hours and do not have an open cath lab at night or on the weekends.
In fact, most U.S. hospitals do not have the capacity to do emergency angioplasty any time, even though that's been the standard of care for serious heart attacks for several years now. That's costing lives. Several studies show it. The latest is in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers studied every heart attack patient in New Jersey. William Costes of the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School led the study. He says those who suffered their attacks on weekends were more likely to die, largely because they were much less likely to get angioplasty right away.
The main point is that there's 1 in 100 people who die unnecessarily when they're admitted over the weekend. 1 out of 100 is a very large difference in medicine.
There are two reasons why it's significant for heart attack care. First, only about 1 in 10 heart attack victims dies these days. So a 1 percentage point increase in deaths amounts to a 10% increase in the death rate. Second, nearly 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks every year, so the higher weekend death rate translates to thousands of unnecessary deaths. Costes says it's an urgent problem.
We have identified a difference in outcomes for people who have their heart attacks and present to a hospital on the weekends. The next step will be for people to say, what are we going to do about it?
Many hospitals are trying to shorten their door-to-balloon times. Again, Jim Januzzi of Massachusetts General Hospital.
People are very, very worried about, you know, making sure our door-to-balloon times are faster than other places because we want to make sure that people realize that we're really doing this, you know. We're really making a commitment. We're not sort of lollygagging our way into the cath lab. You know, when we get called, we move.
The American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology say heart attack patients should get angioplasties within 90 minutes of the time they enter the hospital. But one recent study found only 1 in 5 hospitals gets it done that fast. And those are the hospitals that offer emergency angioplasty. More hospitals are joining those ranks in response to cajoling from heart care experts, and also in response to studies like the one published today.
The truth hurts. The institutions want to be able to say that they provide high-quality care for heart attacks, but it takes a serious commitment. The commitment needs to be 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
That's not easy. It takes a crack team of 2 experienced cardiologists, 2 trained nurses, and a couple of cardiovascular technicians. And Januzzi says that's just the minimum. Not every hospital can muster that. So many authorities say there should be a regional system of heart attack care, much as there is for serious trauma. Hospitals that can't offer angioplasty around the clock could be set up to refer heart attack patients promptly to those that do. Meanwhile, people worried about a heart attack should find out which hospitals in their area offer 24/7 angioplasty and get there fast if they suffer chest pain, shortness of breath, or cold sweats, the symptoms of a possible heart attack. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.